All right, what kind of artists you listening to lately, or do you want to address?
You're into music, right?
I'm asking you what you want to talk about, because I listen to everything, so I could pretty much talk about whatever, so whatever you want to talk about.
All right. I want to actually know about where do you see the hip hop scene, like the genre,
Yeah.
trap? Where is it gonna be? Where is it gonna be in like 5 years' time?
Personally, I think it's emerging a little bit more and more every year. And I could see it becoming more popular within the next 5 years, even to the point where
Okay.
it's got its own billboard and all that.
Okay. Right. What about the R&B scene and all that?
I really like R&B, and I think there's some really good artists that have R&B, and I think R&B is like something that people have to get used to, and I feel like we need to just spread R&B like wildfire and have more people listen to it, because I feel like a lot of people that listen to music today would love R&B. They just need to get into it more, you know? They need to listen to a little bit more of it.
Yeah, but what I actually understand right now is that a lot of people are they follow the beat. They love the beat than the verse and the lyrics and all that. I think they're all about the beat, first of all, the instrumental.
I agree. A lot of people are listening to music today for the beats. A lot of people listen for just the music. It's kind of like dependent on what the different people want. Childish Gambino has a really good R&B album, but the only song that anyone really knows off of it is Redbone, because Redbone's such a meme song, but it's got a good beat to it, and the whole album itself has really good beats to it. It's kind of a chill R&B album, but I don't think a lot of people listen to it because of the lyrics at all. I think, like you said, it's more of a
That's
beat thing.
the thing. Yeah. What do you think? Do you listen to more of the beat or more with the lyrics and all that?
Well, personally, when a new album comes out for just about anything, I'll have to listen to it two, maybe three times before I can get an opinion on it. And in the 2 to 3 times I listen to it, I listen to just for the beats, like what the beats are. And then another time I'll listen to just the lyrics. And then if I listen to it a third time, it's how they come together to tell a story, clearly.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. That's cool. That's cool. What are your thoughts on J. Cole's album?
I really like J. Cole's album, KOD. I ordered it online, and
Yeah.
I think the best part about it is the three meanings that he has behind it. The three meanings that he said. I really like the three meanings. I got one of them personally. So
Witches?
I love King Overdose. I love Kill Our Demons. And the third one is Kids on Drugs. Listening to the album personally, I could really gather Kill Our Demons on how he says that in ATM that it's kind of habitual that he counts money and he stacks it up. And that's kind of like he tells us that he wants to kill his demons necessarily, in the sense that he doesn't want it to become habit that he has all this money.
Okay. Actually, J. Cole is in Nigeria right now.
I know, I've seen that. That was really interesting.
Wow, that's like, whoa. Like the people, they really vibe with his songs and his music, yeah?
Yeah,
The crowd, they turn it up.
exactly.
Like that's really amazing for real.
Yeah, I know.
J. Cole. But Nas album is coming out very soon, I heard.
Yep. I really like
what's the name?
The name of the album is KOD and it stands for Kids on
Drugs. From Nas? From Nas?
I would really like to go into it a little bit more. The outro song, 1985, he goes in and he disses the artist Lil Pump a little bit. And personally, I think that's a good thing because kids like that, that are 17, that are in the rap game, really don't know anything.
Yeah.
And mumble rap and everything that they've got going on isn't really something that a lot of people enjoy unless you're like on drugs and out of your mind.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, but I don't think the new generation fuck with the kind of rap that they love the trap and everything, you know.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I think Lil Pump is kind of a big thing because it's trap in mumble rap. A lot of people aren't listening to his songs for meaning. It's more of the beats.
Yeah, that's right.
Which I can totally agree to. I mean, he's got some songs that have some pretty killer beats, but you listen to the deeper meaning of the song, and it's not, there's no meaning to it. Where, like, artists like J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, Kanye, Jay-Z all have like deeper meanings to their songs, and they've got good beats.
Yeah, I get you.
I mean, I'm personally looking forward to Kanye's album that he's coming out with here toward the beginning of May, end of May-ish. And I'm looking for his collaboration album with Kid Cudi because Kanye's an artist that continually brings stuff to the table that that has meaning, like the album My Beautiful. I really hope he does a second album. I hope that's what he's coming out with. That's what's in the works, is another My Beautiful album, because that was like a good album. That's my favorite one from him. And then the Spaceship album, that has meaning to it, but it's not as in depth as he could have.
Yeah, you're right. That's true. Oh, cool. Wait, what part of America are you from? Where are you based in?
I live in Wisconsin, so I'm pretty Central America. I'm up north a little bit, but I'm pretty Central America.
Oh, that's cool. I'm from Germany. Yeah?
Well, that's really cool. J. Cole is my favorite artist from Germany. Not a whole lot of people know that he's originally from Germany.
Yeah, he's from Germany. That's why I'm actually asking what you think about his album, you know?
Oh yeah, I love J. Cole, his accent, everything. A lot of people knock on J. Cole's singing voice, but in my opinion, he's got one of the stronger singing voices in the rap game. Kendrick Lamar really can't sing that well.
Yeah.
But J. Cole is by far the strongest vocalist in the rap game.
You're right. Well, nice meeting you. Yeah, so just follow me or just give me a star, then we could chat again.
Yeah, I definitely will.
If you don't mind.
No, I don't mind at all. I enjoyed this was a nice
yeah. Hope to see you again. Yeah,
I do. Yeah.
All right. Take care of yourself, bro.
Yeah, you too.
God bless you.
Bye. All right, thank you.